On the Driven Hour, and we're joined now by old friend of the programs, Jono Lester. He keeps popping up in my feed all the time with various adventures of motorsport and trail running of all bloody things. But anyway, we're not going to talk about the running. We're talking about the motorsport because in the Blancpain Series in Asia over the weekend, along with his team, actually managed to first place and doing quite well. Saw the celebrations, Jono Lester. How are you, mate?
Very well, thanks, Darcy. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, good stuff. So tell us about Blancpain over the weekend. How did it all work for you?
Well, it worked very well. As you said, we notched up our first win. I've been drafted into to a team called Hub Auto for the second half of the season, and I was given a call by Nick Foster, who's a friend of mine from Australia, who's another golf racing alumni, actually, and we raced together back in the Toyota Racing Series way back. And he had an opportunity for me. They were requiring a partner for him to try and win the championship. So, yeah, I've been brought into the Blancpain GT Series, which was a new one for me. Done a lot around Asia now, but that's one of the few I hadn't. And we were second in our first race together at Fuji, and then we followed up with a win at Shanghai. So we're doing all right. We're having a good run, and it's pretty cool to be back in a Ferrari. The 488's a wicked machine.
So I'm presuming they dragged you in because of your track experience all over Asia, because you've been stinking up the joint now for quite some time, haven't you, Jono?
Yeah, I think initially, particularly because the first round that I was brought in for was at Fuji, with Japan having been where I've done most of my racing. They wanted a known quantity there and somebody who could sort of hit the ground running. Admittedly, Darcy, I haven't really felt comfortable in the car until yesterday at Shanghai. Like anything, you know, you might know a circuit, but to learn a new car, you sort of need a bit of testing time. And we were thrown straight into sort of pre-qualifying for a race event, Green. So you're sort of learning under pressure, and it's not the ideal environment to learn a new car and a new team in, but we've still got results. And yesterday, like I say, I felt really comfortable, and I'm really excited now that we can head into the last round at Ningbo and really challenge for another win and maybe two.
So that's what's for you. It's all about wins. You're nowhere near a series victory. Obviously, you were drafted in quite late in the piece, but is the team a chance of it doing something magnificent, or is it all just about the W's on the day?
No, it is. Nick was third in the title chase when I was brought into the team, and the gap to the leader was quite significant. We had that down to just 4 points after our victory at Shanghai over the weekend. So to sort of put that in perspective, there's 25 for a win. It stretched out a little bit in the follow-up race yesterday. How Blancpain works around the world, in Europe and in Asia, is if you win a race, you are given a success penalty for the next race. So in your pit stop where you change driver, you've got to sit stationary for an extra 15 seconds, which over the course of a one-hour race is obviously a huge deficit to make up. So we carried that into yesterday, and we were still able to finish seventh overall out of the 32-car field. So it was a good result, and I guess damage control. But we lost that really, really close points gap to the leader. So we're third going into the last round. We're 20 points off. But again, the points leaders now are carrying that penalty into the next round, so we can hopefully jump them back. And it's sort of going to ebb and flow going into the final race. And knowing how GT racing works, it'll probably be absolute carnage, and we just need to try and avoid it.
That's the general idea. Our guest is Jono Lester on the Driven Hour. But it's not only that you're involved in. You've got your finger in a few pies, haven't you, Jono?
Yeah, I've had a busy year, and it didn't initially look that way. I lost my drive in Super GT with Golf Racing at the end of last year. The team had a funding cut and just wasn't able to make that work at the right level, so I had to exit stage left there over Christmas, and went into this year pretty worried that I wouldn't have a drive. But as it transpires, in addition to Hub Auto with Blancpain, I've been doing the Thai GT series and a Lamborghini, which we're leading the championship at the moment, heading into the final round. We did the Suzuka 10-hour as well with D Station Racing. So Bill Bamber and myself were a part of that Porsche team. That was a weekend to forget, but still a great experience and building on some stuff back in Japan that I'll be getting back into next year. So, it's all part of the grand plan and part of the journey, mate.
Yeah, and so I'm presuming you're going to be staying in and around Japan or in and around Asia in the foreseeable future. That's where you see your career continuing?
Yeah, it is. It is. It's where I've sort of put my focus right from day one after getting out of NZ back in sort of 2012. And I think it would be foolish to deviate from that now. I've built enough of a profile and a reputation, particularly in Japan, but certainly around Asia, that these drives are popping up quite regularly now, and they're with competitive teams, all of which have a chance of scoring podiums or wins. So I'd be silly to look elsewhere, and I'm really enjoying the environment, and I love the food, mate, love the culture up here. All the fire soups in Thailand and particularly China. We've had a wicked weekend of eating as well as racing, so it's a nice lifestyle as well.
So this track you're running to, what's he say, Ningbo, this is brand spanking new, is it, Jono?
Yeah, brand spanking new. Very interesting layout. Not a boring Herman Tilke F1 layout, probably a few too many corners for my liking. I think there's 24 corners over 5K, which is about double the norm. So it's going to be very stop-start, probably more street circuit-esque than the fast-flowing Shanghais and Sepangs and Suzukas that I'm used to. So for all of the cars in the field, given no one will have been there, it'll be a case of adapting our endurance-based machines to handle something that's a little bit more agricultural in layout, use a bit more curb. Be great, a great circuit to take something like a supercar to, because they're all over that, but we don't have that luxury. So, but speaking of which, we've also got Tim Slade in our team, speaking of supercars. So Tim's in our sister car as well. So so it was cool racing with him over the weekend as well, and sort of having that second opinion on how we set the car and bits and pieces, and he's certainly got a lot of experience and a great asset to the squad as well.
You mentioned the strange penalty systems in this Blancpain series and the way it operates. It's not too dissimilar to the chaos in Super GT, which you were running, and you just mentioned it there. Of course, Nick Cassidy over there are doing that now. They tend to punish you for winning. They quite like that, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They do. And, I mean, depending on the championship you're in, they do it for different reasons. Certainly at the highly professional level, it's more so the pro-am level, should I say, Darcy, it's to give the bronze drivers, so the semi-professionals or the amateur drivers, it's still a chance of scoring good results, because obviously otherwise they get alienated and they leave, and they're really the people that keep these championships going. But in Blancpain and Super GT in particular, where there's a much more of a professional element, it does make it a lot harder. It really does. But then again, it also gives everybody their chance to have their time in the sun. And so that still keeps everyone's enthusiasm up. And I guess it means that on any given weekend, anything can happen. Shanghai is a great example. We won, but we were so uncompetitive throughout practice and qualifying. We were having a mare. We didn't know what direction to go in. And to throw the old cliche out, we threw the kitchen sink at the car. And thankfully, some of it stuck. But we also had a few things roll our way with luck on the day. And sure enough, after 5-6 laps, I found myself in the lead. And we never looked back, and it was a very big surprise, but a very, very good one at the same time.
Great to hear, John. Always good to catch up. Stay in touch, mate. Go well, and whatever you're racing over the coming months, weeks, years, and next time you're back in New Zealand, I'm not coming trail running with you, but I'll go for a feed. How does that sound?
Yeah, mate. Yeah, absolutely. I'll show you some fire soup.
See you, mate.
See you, buddy.